You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds. I'm Dave Raymond with Mark Sheldon for Reds.com. And Mark, an interesting offseason for the Reds. We like to talk about what, let's say, Walt Jocketty is trying to get done this week here in San Diego. But really, if he can just get guys healthy from last year, that's like two, three, four acquisitions.
That's kind of how they're looking at it. They know they have to make some improvements, but at the same time, they know they'll have Joey Votto, they expect to at least. They know they'll expect to have Matt Latos back, Jay Bruce, Brandon Phillips, a whole cavalcade of pitchers like Sean Marshall, who was injured a lot, Manny Parra, who battled some injuries. So they're really hoping that a lot of these guys come back, and that will help them at least be in the conversation for the NL Central, and then seeing what they can do on top of that.
So what does that mean for Jocketty and company this week here?
Well, they do have a lot to do. They won't necessarily get it done here, but they really need to add a left fielder. They would like to have some bullpen help. They have a bit of a payroll crunch because of all these contracts. They have about $81 million already committed to 10 guys, plus the options they had to buy out for Ryan Ludwig and Jack Hanahan, and their payroll is going to probably be over $115 million. That's a lot of coin for a small market club. So they realize that in order to get what they want, they may have to move some payroll to make it happen.
Four out of the five starters, right, are in a situation where I guess there are a lot of decisions to be made here for Jocketty.
There really is. They really have to figure out what they want to do long term, not just for next season. Last winter, they really targeted Homer Bailey for the long-term contract, gave him a six-year, $105 million deal, and got it done by spring training. Now they have four guys in the same situation Bailey was in last year, a year away from free agency. Johnny Cueto, Matt Latos, Mike Leake, Alfredo Simon. Cueto, of course, is the ace. He's got a $10 million option year this year. And they have to figure out which guy is willing to stay long-term and which guy they want to stay long-term. And then if they can't figure they work something out, maybe they move somebody to get the outfielder they need.
This market's so hot right now for starting pitching, and given those dynamics, aren't they in a position where they probably need to move one of them?
Yeah, and the other issue is when you have the guys on the free agent market that are starters right now, and so maybe some clubs are looking at one of those top-end starters or maybe even a middle-of-the-road starter, and if they lose out in the free agent sweepstakes for those guys, then maybe they turn their attention to the Reds, and they're maybe more willing to make a trade to get the starter they need. Obviously, it would be a lot cheaper and only for 1 year, but it's something. So it definitely seems like that's going to be in the part of the issue as well.
We've seen some of the bats taken off the market to this point. You've reported, though, connections with Aoki or Morse. Are there other names, and how much in play are those two?
Right now they haven't had any talks here, at least. They would like a guy with high on-base percentage. They wouldn't mind getting a guy that can hit and bring in, have some pop. But they haven't really gotten too serious. They really did target Michael Kodaira when the offseason began. They thought he might be a fit, but then they signed the kind of contract he got, and I think they realized it's going to be a little harder than they wanted to get a guy that's going to be a short-term guy. They have, besides the payroll crunch and everything else, they also feel like they have a left fielder up and coming in Jesse Winker who might be about a year away. So they really don't want to get somebody here for a long-term commitment and then block him.
Other young players coming along, some guys in the pipeline, either for trade chips or guys that might be able to contribute?
Well, right now they're at least saying that they don't want to trade any of their young top-end prospects. They're not saying untouchable, but they really are opposed to doing that. But you have Robert Stevenson, who's the top prospect. He's a power pitcher. He's been moving up the system. He kind of struggled at times last year, but I think they like the fact that he struggled a little bit, maybe learned a little bit about adversity. Number two guy is Jesse Winker, who obviously they like as a left-handed bat. He's not a Jay Bruce-like with the power, but he does hit to all fields. He's got line drive power, and he can play the field very well. And then they have a bunch of other younger guys. They have Ben Lively, who had a really good year at AA and Single A last year. They have Nick Travieso, who had a nice year at Dayton. They have their number one pick from this past year, Nick Howard, who's got a nice arm, right arm, and of course they have a Cuban guy they got as a free agent who they're really excited about in Raisel Iglesias.
So plenty on the way. They've got maybe options, although it would hamstring them a little bit if they lost some pitching via trade right now. Do they feel like they could they have depth in the rotation if they did move one man?
I think so. I think it depends on who that pitcher is. I think if they traded Johnny Cueto, which I really want to repeat, I don't think they're going to do. But I think he's essential to them having any chance in 2015. They need him. But I think if they were to trade someone like Leaker Simon, who was a more of a 3-4 type starter, maybe 5 starter, that they could do that and then go with Tony Cingrani. Perhaps he'd be the first guy kind of waiting in the wings that would get the chance to move into the rotation. And I think they'd feel comfortable with that.
Who are the potential bullpen targets out there?
Yeah, they're looking for kind of a veteran, low cost, high reward possibility. You know, I know they had some interest, at least very preliminary, in John Axford, mm-hmm. but it'd be that kind of guy. You know, I think the shining example they would love to repeat is what Pat Neshek did with the Cardinals last year, to be a guy that they basically waited to the end of the whole offseason, got it right before spring training for $1 million at a minor league deal, and then had a blockbuster season. And I don't know if they'll be able to get someone exactly like Neshek, but I think they'd like to see that formula repeated.
So you think it'll be a quiet week and that we might just see some of the moves coming later?
Well, they haven't made a trade at the winter meetings in 5 years. The last trade was Ryan Friel to the Orioles for Ramon Hernandez. So, and it's so they don't have a history, but they do have a history of leaving the winter meetings with a lot of groundwork laid and then springing the deal the week after. They got Shinsu Chu that way. Mm-hmm. They got Matt Latos that way. They got Sean Marshall that way. So that even if it doesn't happen here, it doesn't rule out something happening soon.
We talk about Votto, and is he – been forthcoming with his situation with Brandon Phillips? How's everybody doing? Are they going to be back at full strength in time for spring training?
Well, Votto was saying that he thinks his rehab has been going well. He's in Toronto this offseason doing it up there, but he's saying very little. All he could say is things are going in the right direction. He had a left quad injury last year that basically wiped out 100 games. He missed most of the season. The Reds are hopeful that he's going to be ready to go 100% by spring training without limitations, and I guess we'll have to see. Jay Bruce is doing fine. He's really excited about his rehab from the left knee surgery. He really didn't have any power when he came back. He came back without a rehab assignment. It affected him. Homer Bailey, I talked to him, and he feels he's about a week and a half ahead of schedule from a flexor mass tendon surgery. It looks like a Tommy John scar on his elbow, but he feels good, and he thinks he can start throwing sometime in around Christmas. And Sean Marshall's kind of still a question mark because he's been out for the last 2 years with a shoulder issue, but they are hopeful he can come back. And I think that's and Latos, of course, Matt Latos, they're pretty confident that he can come back from he had kind of had a stiff elbow towards the end of the season. He battled a lot of injuries. He had a flexor mass injury. He also had a knee surgery during spring training. So he had a lot to, you know, battle through, and they're hoping he can come back strong.
Well, I don't know if you need to be spending more time hanging out at these meetings looking for rumors and innuendo, or if you just hang out by a medical clinic and
I need a medical glossary, exactly.
It's unbelievable. Well, hopefully everybody comes back healthy and the Reds have plenty to show for it this year. But keep up the great coverage, Mark. Appreciate the time, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, Mark Sheldon, Reds.com. This is MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kidswear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.